Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. Thanks for checking in. We're going to have some fun being trapped in Tomorrowland. That's right. Pam, Ricky, and I, we talk about the attractions, the dining, the shopping, the character meet and greets, everything you can do in Tomorrowland. Could you stay there for a full day at the Magic Kingdom, be just trapped in Tomorrowland? How would you spend your day? Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. You want to support the show? Book your next trip with the great agents over at the Magic for Less. Check out their website at themagicforless.com. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want a little extra content in your week, become a patron of the show, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of fun discussions, photos from back in the day, a mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, and just lots of fun. So check it out today over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1741 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less, but not in wonderful St. Peter's, Missouri. God willing, Walt Disney World right now. So follow me on the social media, Instagram and Twitter, at BrGuestMike and at BrGuestPod, and of course the Facebook page. I'm going to be posting updates and going live as we go around Walt Disney World, Pop Century, checking it all out to do some research for folks heading down this fall and winter. And of course, just having a good time at my favorite place with my daughter. I've done so many solo trips with just Paige. I don't know how much she enjoyed them because they were usually Run Disney race weekends, which probably aren't the best vacation for the person who's going with the runner. But she took it for the team and she hung out with Hannah all the time. This is my first trip ever, though, with just Mallory and I. So, and she's 12. So, making up for lost time. So we're going to have a good time. So follow me on social media if you need a little Disney in your life this week. I post a lot. And we're here, though. We're going to be talking about the Magic Kingdom today. So joining me for this virtual getaway, we have Ricky from touringplans.com and themouseforless.com. What's up, Ricky? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm excited because tonight, Friday night when this, comes out, my best friend comes into town and I haven't seen her. She's never come to Atlanta. So I'm really excited to kind of show her around. So that's going to be a lot of fun, actually. So, yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I did actually. Sorry, I was distracted because I had to ban my first person from our live chat. And that is my good friend Joanna Griffith, who just said something negatory about my Cardinals. And I am in a very fragile state when it comes to the Cardinals as we record. I love you, Joanne, but I might have to put a ban on you. That is not right. Do not disparage my Cardinals. They're going through enough right now. And Cardinal fans, everybody, because here's the thing real quick, and I know we're not going to talk baseball, I'm going to get Pam in here, but the people who like the Cardinals St. Louis, like that's our identity. Forget the NFL. We got the Stanley Cup champions. Hate to remind everybody of that, but we do. We have the cup in St. Louis too. But the Cardinals, man, that is our identity as St. Louisans. You don't attack that. You can attack the arch and say it's a big wicket, like you're playing croquet. You can do whatever you want. Don't attack the Cards. And there's so many people that hate the Cardinals, and I know a lot of people listening to the show hate the Cardinals. Don't go there right now, please. For the mercy of God, don't go against the Cardinals right now. Just let it go, please. Don't hurt me. Anyway, so Joanne, be careful. We have Pam Forrester here. She's a Pirates fan. She's up in Pittsburgh. We have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday, Pam. It's the weekend. What's that mean?
Happy Friday. It means you get to do exactly the same stuff you've been doing. Sort of. Maybe a little less work, maybe possibly from home. But anyways, yeah. So, and I'm not really a Pirates fan. I'm not really a baseball fan. I'm just going to be honest about this. Although I do enjoy going to the games, believe me. I mean, first of all, they sell beer there, which I think that's always a plus. A lot of the stadiums have great food now, so that's a good thing too. I just like the baseball game, the watching of it to me is not that exciting. But, I can... there's other things I can do while I'm sitting there. So there's worse things in the world to do than besides watch baseball. So.
I'm going to make you go to a game and not only watch the game, I'm going to make you score a game. Like with the old scorecard. Because that's if you're a true St. Louisan, if you're a true St. Louisan, you can score a game.
I can. So I will tell you, I can score a game. I used to date a guy who played baseball. So I do have some knowledge in this space. Plus, every time we went to the game, my grandfather would buy a program and score the game. So I do know how to do these things. It's just like for me, I'm not going to say I'm a baseball fan because I'm not. I'm a experience fan. Maybe that's more accurate to the whole thing. At the end of the day, though, whoever wins and loses, I'm like, go you guys.
Oh, no.
Whoever won down there.
You guys do win, though. You have one of the most beautiful ballparks. Pittsburgh's got a gorgeous park.
We're winning in that space for sure. That's definitely for sure.
All right, let's get to the topic at hand. We are going to be continuing a series that we started about 5 years ago. We've hit sporadically. That's okay, because that's kind of how these things go.
And, our whole podcast?
Yeah, for real. I mean, you've been doing it for 12 and a half years, man. You gotta stretch things out. So, you know, almost 1,800 episodes. Actually, we're way over 1,800 episodes. Yeah, we are. We're on the 20-year plan. So we've already been trapped in fantasy land, trapped in frontier land, adventure land. But today, we're going to be trapped in Tomorrowland. So what we mean by that is if we were given this hypothetical situation where you were confined to a certain area and not allowed to leave. And little did we know back 5 years ago when we started this concept of the situation we have been in the last 5 months. We've been trapped in our houses. But Tomorrowland would be very much more pleasurable than being trapped in even though I love my neighborhood and my house, I would rather be in Tomorrowland. So today we're going to say we get to go to the Magic Kingdom, but you have to stay in Tomorrowland. You got to go down Main Street, turn right. You got to stay in there. You have to amuse yourself. You got to shop. You have to eat. You know, how do you take care of yourself being in that area from park opening till park closing? What are going to be some of the highlights? And of course, we're going to hit everything, but talk about why these things are exciting. So let's talk attractions. I'm going to start it off actually myself because one of my favorite hidden attractions in Tomorrowland is the Astro Orbiter. And I know this is one of those things I did not ride for probably the first 8 to 10 years I went to Walt Disney World. I saw it. And I think for a lot of people, the Astro Orbiter, what it's there for is just the visual of the Astro Orbiter. You got the planets, you got the kinetic, you know, the planets are rotating, the rocket ships are moving, it makes that sound, which is very cool. I don't know. It sounds very Tomorrowland to me. But when I actually wrote it, it is the weenie. It is
Imagineers called that the weenie. It was the thing that sort of drew you in, and that's the weenie.
Is it? I mean, Space Mountain's like the big mountain, but it's further
back. Yeah, but you can't see it from...
True. That's a good point. But the thing was, I always just kind of visually enjoyed it. But then one time when Mallory was like 6 or 7, she's like, well, I want to ride that. And I'm like, I've never ridden that before. And so we rode it that time, and like we had the best time because it's like Dumbo, but it's faster. It's a lot squished. Like you got to squeeze into those rockets if you're 6'3", man. It's not super comfortable, but it's faster. It's higher. And there's just something about it that it is so much fun. You get to see the contemporary. I love this ride. It is very under. Now, if you got to survive the elevator ride, which a lot of people say, why the Otis elevator? It is kind of thematic because back in the day when the astronauts in the Apollo program would get to the capsule on top of the Saturn V, they would ride basically like an Otis elevator up the thing to get into the capsule. So it is very thematic. As uncomfortable as that elevator ride is, they're thematically giving you that. But I enjoy that ride. That's one of my favorites. So when you think of Tomorrowland, I think of the Astro Orbiter even more than any of the other attractions. Pam, what do you think about when you go to attractions in Tomorrowland?
So I do. I mean, I think the Astro Orbiter, especially at night, right? That's a huge plus. I love the way it lights up at night and it's still moving and spinning. So it really does have that sort of kinetic energy there, sort of drawing you in. But when I really think of Tomorrowland and I think of the attractions there, I absolutely am thinking of the People Mover, which, you know, the TTA, the People Mover, whatever we're calling it these days, the Wedway People Mover, for those who are going back a long way. I love that attraction. I think it just draws me in. First of all, it's something that your whole family can experience. Then I think that that's a big plus, that it really is. It doesn't have an age or a height requirement. So that's a good thing. It, to me, it's very nostalgic too, because I think of those Goodyear, you know, the thing that carries you up, the escalator.
Yes.
Has that Goodyear tread on it, right? And there's a few classic attractions that have had these. By the way, whatever they paid for them, it was not enough. Was anyone expecting them to last 2020? This long?
Yes, I know. Seriously. How many people have ridden that thing?
Right.
Millions.
They have gotten their money's worth and more. They also, you can find them on the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction as well. But I think about that carrying you up. But I think that the People Mover is such a great sort of introduction to the land, right? You ride it and you sort of get an overview of everything that's going to be in Tomorrowland.
So real quick, and again, we always go off topic here, but speaking of those moving walkways, it screws me up when they have those things like at the end of Pirates and they're not on. Like, I seriously can't, like, my brain doesn't want to work right. I'm scared it's either going to turn on me or something and I'm going to go shooting. Like, if I'm walking on, like, I walk on those things, especially when it comes to getting off at the end, even if it's not moving. Like, I take some weird looking last stride that's like way long because I'm super tall. Because I, you know, I'm used to the like getting shot off the end when it's on. And even though I know it's not on, like I still, when I exit, I'm like jumping. So watch me. It's so weird. Like my brain can't compute. It's just, when it's not moving, it's called just the ground, you know, where it's a rubber ground. Anyway, so that's what I think. So we got Astro Orbiter. We got the People Mover. And that's what Alfred agrees with in the live chat. Ricky, what about you? What do you think of attraction wise?
I mean, I think you have to think of the main attraction that you think of when you think of Tomorrowland, and that is Space Mountain.
Yep.
You know, it is just the quintessential Disney attraction. It's what so many people think of when they think of Disney. Even if they've never been, they know what Space Mountain is. You know, it's the fact that it is indoors. It doesn't go fast, but you feel like it's whipping you around like crazy. It's got such classic, you know, like the tunnels are so classic. I mean, everybody has seen those as well. You can't go wrong with being, you know, in the dark on that coaster. I've experienced it a couple of different ways too, where it's been in the pitch dark, which, let me tell you, is terrifying. I will just tell you, like, it is absolutely, utterly terrifying to be in it in the complete dark. But also kind of terrifying as well was when at Christmas and they had like it all lit up, and it was lit up with red and green and white lights, and it was just like flashing and strobing, and like to actually see the attraction as well and where you were going, again, also kind of terrifying. So I mean, there's really no good way. The way they do it is perfect, but no, it's still a lot of fun. So I mean, I absolutely love Space Mountain. It is just the quintessential Disney attraction. And, you know, I know a lot of people wish that the attraction had, you know, the side-by-side seats like they have in, you know, some of the other Tomorrowlands. But to me, there is something so classic about that, the way they have it set up at Walt Disney World. But, you know, Tomorrowland is Space Mountain, and Space Mountain is Tomorrowland to me. So.
I think, too, it could be a perfect, like, first roller coaster for a kid that's, like, say, like, 7 to 11, if they're a little nervous. Well, I mean, the thing is, too, I mean, visually, it's a little scary because it's dark. But if you can explain, I was a kid that I needed to know numbers. You know, I'm very logical, even though as illogical as that sounds, because I wouldn't fly. That's how I ended up flying, though, because I looked at the statistics. It was safer than driving. I heard that my whole life, though. But it really doesn't go that fast, and it doesn't go that high. It's just kind of fun. You know, it's like an illusion of speed. It's an illusion of height. You know, I think, you know, I don't know, maybe little kids might like that or not. I don't, maybe it could scare them. Maybe Big Thunder or Seven Dwarfs is a better first coaster, probably, now that I think about it. But
I mean, as someone who was terrified of coasters, I distinctly remember being 16 and waiting for my mom and my dad and my brother, who was younger than me, to come off of Space Mountain at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So, I mean, you know, it could be scary for 16-year-olds too, which is kind of why I left. But
yeah, I didn't ride it when I was down there.
I did eventually ride it up.
Yeah, when I went down when I was like 11 or 12, I didn't ride it. I was like, nope, Nope, not for me. Because I couldn't see it, and I didn't know what it was about. So, okay, so real quick on the attractions. We're not going to get into these in depth, but you have Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. That's a underrated show, in my opinion. I always get it. You know, I just go in there because, oh, well, there's a show going on. We're going by. It's going to happen. Every time I go out of there, like, I'm cracking up because I love humor at guests. When guests are brought in and it's at their expense, I crack up at that stuff. That's like right down my alley. Even though I've heard all the jokes, I love that it's slightly different every time. You got the Tomorrowland Speedway. I think in these times right now, it's a great value because you don't have to get that long wait. I've been seeing the times for the Tomorrowland Speedway, 10 to 15 minutes. I'll ride it at 10 to 15 minutes. I won't wait 30 minutes to ride the Speedway. What else are we missing here, Pam, for Tomorrowland? You got Buzz. What do you think of Buzz?
I like Buzz. I still like Buzz. Now, it is, first of all, I will say that I like the one at Disneyland better because you can pick up the gun and shoot it. And this one, the one in Walt Disney World's Tomorrowland, is just stationary. You can just sort of, you have a limited range of motion. And you and your partner have to sort of work together in terms of deciding who's going to steer the car.
Yeah, it's always a fight. Totally. I'm like lined up and then Mallory's like, Gee. I'm like, what are you doing? I had the hand.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly. So that maybe takes a little bit of compromise. But I still really like this attraction. There's something about it. Waiting in line, I like the background loop while you're waiting in line. It sort of pumps you up like you're really saving the world or something, right? Exactly.
I know, totally.
Exactly. There's a cool hidden Mickey in the queue as well. And it's just a fun attraction. It really is. It's one of the ones that we tend to do over and over again. And plus, who doesn't want to improve their score? I mean, absolutely. So
you want to be a space ace. Every time.
Yeah, every single time. So I still like it. And we're missing the big one here in Tomorrowland.
What am I missing? We got the Tomorrowland, we got the Astro Orbiter, we got the People Mover.
Carousel of Progress!
Yes!
I can't believe you're missing it.
How am I missing that? I love that thing. Yeah, if they ever take that away, I'll be so sad. Everybody has to do, and you know what? Mallory's like, because we haven't left yet, obviously as we're recording this, she keeps saying, because it was closed for a little bit, we got to do Carousel of Progress. And I think that's funny because it is common for kids that are like, you know, say 8 to 12. Like, they really want to do Carousel of Progress. And I think that would be the age group that would be like, forget that. It's a show. It's weird. I think it's like, you know, made for old people, but kids love it.
I think it's interesting, though, for kids to be able to see what things were like at that time. I mean, everyone, it's sort of a walk through time, right? But I think it's fun for them to see some of those things. I really do. You know, it's interesting. For us, like, a lot of those things, we remember, like, the grandparents having them, or great-grandparents having them. But our kids, they don't remember anyone having some of these things. So I think that's part of the nostalgia for them.
That's what kind of gets me, though, is because I like it because exactly right. Like, you know, I've seen some of those things in, like, the last couple of scenes, like at Grandma's house on the wall. I can relate to, you know, like the linoleum and especially the last scene because that was our house, you know, like as a teenager, you know, with those kind of things, the sweaters and, you know, that kind of stuff and the decorations. But, you know, like Mallory, I mean, the last scene is so long ago now. That is ancient history to her. I mean, I can't imagine what kids think when they see that video game. Like, what are you doing? Like, is that...
Right?
What is that? Because I kind of do cringe at the video game. Like, that's so bad. Even the scoring system. All right, so we're gonna go forever if we don't move on. Let's talk about dining. And I think this is where you got to be creative if you're stuck in Tomorrowland. Because I'm thinking breakfast. And I don't think you could even... Like, say you're there early, because the lunching pad usually doesn't open up until around lunchtime.
I think there's one place.
Cosmic Rays. You could get coffee at Joffrey's, maybe? Or
yeah,
do they have
I think
donuts?
Joffrey's. I think they have their donuts.
The pink
donut. I think they can get the donut at Joffrey's, yeah.
Is that the only thing, Pam, you could think for breakfast in Tomorrowland?
I think so. I don't think that they have anything else available at this point.
Yeah, the pink donut's solid. My wife raves about the pink donuts because every race weekend, she always gets the pink donuts at a Joffrey, usually the one at Epcot outside the touch points. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know what? I've never had a pink donut at a Joffrey's, but God, they always look so good. Have you guys had one?
I haven't either, actually.
They look
awesome. Yeah, I have. They're good.
I mean,
they're a donut. They're a nice donut.
It's a donut. I mean, what can you say? It's a donut. So what about, okay, so when you get to lunchtime and dinner time, we can kind of combine those. I'm a huge fan of the Lunching Pad because they change their menu, you know, their offerings pretty recent, you know, pretty decently. We've had a couple of good things there. One of my all-time favorite snacks at Walt Disney World is the sweet cream cheese pretzel that's offered at the Lunching Pad. If you've never had one of these, it's a regular, it's a jumbo, you know, the soft pretzel. But on the inside, it's injected with sweet cream cheese. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And it's got like a little sprinkle of, cinnamon on it or something?
Cinnamon sugar, yeah. The only problem is like half the time they don't have it. Yeah. So like they bring it out and then they take it away. And then they bring it back and then they take it away. And it's like, why? Why do you keep taking it away? We all keep seeming to enjoy it and we all keep seeming to buy it. I don't understand why you keep taking it away from us. Bring it back all the time.
Absolutely. So if you can get your hands on one, they are. Because the thing is, it's a dessert. You know, like when I think of pretzels, I think of like an afternoon snack. But the sweet cream cheese pretzel is more, it's more akin to like a donut or, you know, it's a dessert really. It's super sweet. But it's also a pretzel.
For Mike Roman, it's a dessert. For Ricky Nibble, it is not.
it's so stinking good. So I'm just saying, give it a shot. It's also a couple reasons to get it. It's very portable because it's not too messy. It's got a little cinnamon, but it's not too messy. And you can easily kind of tear it up and share it within like your family or a couple people. It's a very shareable dessert, which I think is kind of neat. Also, they also have another pretzel, but it's covered with like glaze. It looks like a donut. We had those the last couple times, like sprinkles on top. Oh. So good. So Lunching Pad. And they also have like frozen Cokes, you know, like the icy kind of things. Those are fun. So I'm a huge fan of the Lunching Pad. So what about dining around Tomorrowland for you, Pam? What do you think? Sunny over at Cosmic Rays?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Cosmic Rays is really kind of the big location there. It's a quick service location and you get some entertainment from lounge singer Sunny Eclipse.
For real.
So where else can you go and get, you know, some, you know, things like that. I mean, you're entertained by an alien and he plays quite the set, I will say. I don't know that it's changed that much, but he plays quite the set of songs and they all have sort of an outer space theme, an outer space take on some of your favorite songs. So anyways, like that. They have, but they're really just a burger, chicken kind of location, I think is the other thing that they serve. They have some sandwiches too. But they have, in the last couple of years, they've added that burger that has the Mickey sort of toasted into the top.
Yes.
Which I think is interesting. It has macaroni and cheese on it. It has things like, you know, they have things like hot dogs and other things like that, too. But they have little stations. So, like, sometimes each one of their windows is serving, like, a different item. I'm not sure how it is at this point because they have sort of changed the menus. But if you were, you know, looking at a place to go and you were looking for sort of a solid meal, I think that's your place. If you happen to be there during the times that the Tomorrowland Terrace is open, that's also another quick service location. But it is really a seasonal kind of location.
Yeah, you feel like you hit the jackpot if that thing's open.
And it serves the most random.
Yeah, it'll be like Asian food. Things. Yeah, it'll be like Asian food one time, and the next time it'll be so different, like American
and
food.
I feel like more and more now they're just using it for the dessert parties. You know, as a place
not
to
right
set
now
up
because
and everything.
There's no fireworks.
Well, yeah, obviously not right now. But like when they were having dessert parties, like that was really just like the setup place for the dessert party. And that was it. Like that was where they made their money. And they were like, okay, we're just having dessert parties here. No other food. So it was great when it was a, you know, quick service restaurant with unique options. The, you know, the Asian cuisine was really interesting that they had there for a while. But yeah, I wish that they would open as a regular restaurant.
It was one of those things you could catch like on a super busy day, like around like 4th of July weekend, over the holidays, they'd have it open. But yeah, it was a, and Joanne, she actually brings up a great point. And it's something that is lacking in Tomorrowland. It's just Tomorrowland needs a table service restaurant. What if you took, well, you're right, they're not going to do that because of the dessert parties when that comes back around, because that's a great venue for that. But yeah, you could do a really nice, you got the Tron coaster coming on here shortly.
True.
What if you made some kind of futuristic table service restaurant back adjacent, you know, between like Space Mountain and Tron?
That would be cool. I wonder if there's opportunities for there to be a restaurant that sort of overlooked some of the coaster. That would be really interesting.
Awesome.
It would be, right?
You know what they should do with the Tomorrowland area that the what used to be the noodle station, I don't know what it's called now, the terrace. They should put, like, if they still want to have it for the dessert party, they should do like breakfast there. Just have quick breakfast options and then move into the dessert party.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or what if they made a restaurant and made it kind of space themed, like a space elevator, and like you're looking out into space and they call this Space 220? Have I heard that somewhere before? Or was I dreaming?
Yeah, I think you have. I think it was a dream. I think you heard it somewhere. It's fine.
I'm just saying. Yeah, it opens tomorrow. No, just kidding.
We do not know.
Okay, so yeah, and of course, you know, like Pam said, you have that bay system under normal circumstances at Cosmic Rays. So that's a challenge sometimes, because if you got, you know, some member of the family wants a hamburger, another member of the family that wants chicken. Not that I've ever been in that situation 8,000 times. You do have to kind of divide and conquer, you know, like I'll go get the hamburger stuff at this window. You can't, and I don't know, like, I guess maybe that was more efficient in the preparation and the distribution of the food, but it's not really efficient for the family to buy, you know, to get it. I get like you can get it out there quicker probably, but I think they have kind of gone away. You know what I have heard, and I eat it. I have had those, Pam. You mentioned the big hot dogs with like the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Solid. Those things are good. Now, they probably took 10 years off my life by having that sucker. Because it was ginormous, and like, I don't even know the caloric intake of that one meal that I had there. But that's the reason I have not had the hamburger with the mac and cheese. That just seems like it's over the edge. I don't know. The hot dog was fine, but the hamburger, I'm scared to eat. Too many calories, but I'm very tempted. I'm very tempted. Ricky, what, have you gone to Cosmic Rays lately? Did you go there?
I've been there semi-recently, and I always get the rotisserie chicken. Because it's a full-on meal, man. I mean, you get a fourth of a chicken, and usually I think it's like mashed potatoes and then like green beans or something. Like, it is a full-on meal. So I almost always get that, because it's just like, it's like a dinner. So
One of the things at Cosmic Rays that consistently gets good reviews is the salad. I think they have like a Greek salad or some kind. There's some salad there that a lot of people rave about. So, and especially if you're going in the summer and the warm times, it's something to consider where you could get that. Maybe get one of those pretzels over at the lunching pad and have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan, and truly.
I would do that. There you go.
And we have another location, too. We have Anti-Gravities.
How am I missing that? What am I blanking on that?
So it's ice cream.
It's ice cream and floats.
Yeah.
Have I never gone there? Where am I missing this? I'm totally having a senior moment.
But right there by the shop.
I've never gotten ice cream there. I know. Okay, it's next to Mickey Star Traders, right?
Really?
Yes.
Which is right not there. Mickey Star Traders Star anymore. Traders. It's a Star Traders.
Used to have the coffee slushy sort of thing.
Yes.
So it's by the bathrooms.
Yes, it is.
So those are the craziest bathrooms during the marathon, for the record, dude. That is a free for all.
Those are the craziest bathrooms anyway.
I'm just saying, during the marathon, you go in there, dude, there's guys and gals in the men's. It doesn't matter. It's a free for all in that bathroom if you ever run the full marathon. But okay, so I've never gotten ice cream there. I've gotten Mickey treats off that little cart next to across the way there, that's right next to the Tomorrowland Speedway. But I've never gotten ice cream there. I don't know why. Isn't that weird? Like, you have things like that when you go down. I've been there for years, never got an ice cream there. Mm-hmm. Well, you know why.
I used to get the coffee float that Pam mentioned.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. And it does have unique ice creams, really and truly. They usually have some kind of special going on, and I think that's cool, too.
So now, do they not have that coffee treat anymore? You guys are talking like
it's fast. They don't. And even when they had it, it was one of those things that they would have sometimes and not other times. I know that's weird, but... That happens. So,
yeah, I think the problem with me is that it's relatively close to the Plaza Ice Cream's place where I get my All American Sundae. So I just hoof it on down and get the mini Jose, No Way Jose on Main Street. Yeah. So I escape. Now, see, that's breaking the rules. I shouldn't do that, but I do. Okay, so let's talk. We got into shopping in Tomorrowland. I think it has one of the best stores, and I'm not talking about Star Traders. I'm talking, there's actually a few different places you can shop, but I love the Post Space Mountain gift shop. It's for the space fan. It's got a lot of stuff that's not just Space Mountain, which that's one of my favorite rides, probably my favorite ride. But it has lots of just general space stuff. Plus, you can get your magic bands, your phone case customized. It's a cool store. It's worth shopping back there.
No, I agree. It's one of those ones that when people complain about, shops being at the end of the rides, I always think, oh, but there's some really cool shops at some of the end of the rides. So, like, I don't think we need to be saying all the shops are not good because I think that, you know, that's a cool one. It has some unique items usually. And that's one of the things that I really like.
Now, we got one of our favorite all time souvenirs as a family there. And I don't know if they're doing this anymore, but they were making those Leave a Legacy tile like replicas there where you can get them personalized. Is that gone now?
I think that that was supposed to be temporary. I don't know if they stopped offering it. Like, they were supposed to, but I'm not entirely sure if they have continued it or not. But it was really supposed to be a temporary thing that they offered those. So I'm not sure.
And also a tip for folks that are, and you can do this at multiple locations, but especially at this store there post Space Mountain. And again, you don't have to ride the attraction. You can just walk in from the exit there to the left of Space Mountain if you want to just go in and shop and look around. But when you're looking for like a customizable magic band or a phone case, they change those and update those on the software pretty frequently. And if you're a parks fan, jump in there and, you know, click around because they have some really cool. I mean, you might find your favorite attraction and it could be obscure. It could be something that is not even around anymore. And sometimes you'll see a design for like a phone case or a magic band that you might enjoy and you can personalize it with your name. I just like looking around to see what they have. You know, they got special stuff for DVC members, special stuff for annual pass holders, all kinds of stuff. You know, I catch myself checking. The last thing I need is another magic band or a phone case. You know, it's serious because they're kind of expensive. But Pam, do you get kind of caught up like just swiping through there and seeing all the designs? I do almost every trip.
I just like to look at them. You know, as much as I am a person who typically has a black case that has a credit card holder on the back, I still like looking at them. I can't help myself. Because there are designs that really appeal to me when I see them. I love the ones that are sort of retro looking. I love the ones that are sort of specific to an attraction that may or may not be there. And even the festival ones, I think, are really cool, too.
Yep.
I'm a sucker. I buy one every time.
I used to.
I seriously do. I buy one every time. And I love them. I love these phone cases. So, I mean, you know, one would think that they maybe weren't the best, but I've had decent luck with them. So, I'm a big fan of the Disney phone cases.
I used to, but now I got a really slim one that's real tight against my phone because it just doesn't fit into my running buddy just right. Like these super slick ones do. But I do. I'm very jealous because I love all the designs. I used to get one every year too, but it's just that rubber like would catch up on the outside. And now they also do have OtterBoxes too, which are, you know, premium cases that keep everything safe. So they made a deal with them. We forgot one attraction. Well, it's down right now, but you can catch the train in Tomorrowland to the other land.
Oh my gosh, that's true. There's not a station there, but
was there not? No, it's back in Storybook Circus. No. I don't know why I was thinking used to be in Tomorrowland back in the day. I'm way off my game tonight. It's because
Mike is apparently back in olden days.
Totally. I'm an old, you know, we talked about grandma on Wednesday and I'm back in the olden days. I need a penny's worth of knowledge tonight. So, okay, so characters real quick as we wrap up Tomorrowland. The only character I can think, am I missing, is Buzz Lightyear that regularly meets guests in Tomorrowland. He's my favorite character, so I'm excited for that. But who else?
I mean, we are missing the gigantic behemoth that's in the middle of the entire thing, and that's the stage.
That's true.
Yeah, which, you know, occasionally they have, like, dance parties.
Yes.
That's a really popular thing that they have, especially during, like, Mickey's Not So Scary or Mickey's, you know, Very Merry.
Fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Dancing. I swear to God, they could make a land that is just called Watch Other People Dance, dude, and I'm there.
I'm saying, dude, I've been out there and, like, you know, I'm getting my groove on. All of a sudden, I'm dancing next to Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, Jack and Frozones, like, you know, mirroring my moves. I mean, I got to say, I've had some positive experiences around that stage.
I know.
Exactly.
And other people, it's just awesome. It's awesome to see. I really like it. How about when Mr. Incredible Ted fell off.
I mean, that didn't happen. Also, you have, I don't know right now, because of everything, and you know, the information that Stitch's Great Escape has officially closed, although I thought we already knew that. Yeah. But anyway, there was a meet and greet with Stitch in that area. I think sometimes they have that meet and greet, sometimes they don't. So it just kind of depends on, you know, what's going on in the park that day. So sometimes they have that meet and greet if you want to meet Stitch.
So are we missing anything else in Tomorrowland? You know, we've kind of hit some of the dining.
Monsters, Inc.
We talked about that briefly. Yeah, just that it's more, it's a fun show. You know, I'm never disappointed. It's one of those things, like, when I go to it, I never leave like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I'm always kind of laughing as I walk out. But a lot of times I'll just walk past like, I don't need to do that right now. But when I do, I enjoy it. There's a lot of things like that at Disney.
Agreed. And they do, well, at least before when they, last year, they did they didn't do it for one of them, but they did do a different version for one of the holiday parties.
And they did, yeah.
I know, I think it was Halloween that they didn't, and I think they did it for Christmas, or it was vice versa, but they definitely threw in some, you know, holiday themed jokes or whatever, and made it a lot of fun. So yeah, they can, and that's kind of the nice thing about that attraction is this, they, because it's live, I mean, they can really, you know, I mean, they have a set parameter of things that they are supposed to do throughout the show. Like, you know, they must hit their marks, but they can also play with the guest, which is, you know, a lot of fun to watch and see how they interact with the guests and how the guest interacts with the monsters. So it's a really unique show. Like Mike said, I've never left going, dang, I wish I hadn't done that. You know, I always leave saying that was entertaining. Now, of course, some shows are more entertaining than others based off of the guests or, you know, interaction with the monsters, but, you know, your mileage may vary on that. So,
well, too, with an experience like that, too, you go into, especially if you've been there many times, you know, like most of our listeners, when you go in there, you're a little tense. You're kind of on edge because you never know if you're going to have to end up being that guy or, you know, some other, like, you're always like sitting there like, yeah, sucker. And then all of a sudden the light comes on to you and you're like, oh. Like that one time I think it was during a Halloween party. It was during a Halloween party because I was dressed up like Captain EO that night and they made me dance. They're like, don't be ashamed. Oh, you know, when they say like, don't be ashamed to get your groove on, just let it go. So I had to get up. That was another Paige trip, just Paige and I. And we were, a bunch of us were in there that night. God, did terrorize that kid. She's probably still having nightmares about that. And I think that's a whole good, that's why you have an attraction like that. So dads can give daughters nightmares for the bad dance moves. So that's fine. Yeah. But I, you know, wrapping this up, Tomorrowland, you could do it. You could stay in there from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. You could. You'd be doubling up. But, I mean, think about it. You got coasters. You got an easy ride like the People Mover. You got the classic spinner. You have a show in Monsters, Inc. You could meet Buzz multiple times. You could have you know, sweet treats for breakfast, you know, lunch and dinner. You could have, you know, your proteins and your chicken for dinner. You could have the pretzel for lunch, snacks. You could do it, and you could do some shopping. Yeah. You could do it.
You could. It would be a challenge, I think, but you could. You know what? There's nap opportunities in Carousel of Progress for sure.
Yes. Absolutely, yes. Air conditioning.
So that, you got to put that in, because I think it's perfectly okay to do Carousel of Progress more than once and at least one of them napping.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it's golden hour in Pittsburgh because there's the sunlight coming in on Pam, so we know that we're hitting that. As you watch live on the video. No, you're totally right. And the thing, too, is one of the two things, but as we wrap this up in Tomorrowland, is that it's got one of the best background loops. I love the Tomorrowland background loop.
Yes, 100%.
Love it, which you'll be hearing under the show. And you also have a land that shines at night when it's dark.
Absolutely.
Those palm trees, I was just thinking of that. I mean, when you walk in, first of all, it's sort of like the way that walking down the main drag at Hollywood Studios is at night. There's neon there because it's the future. It's Tomorrowland. My son, do you see my son coming
in? That's
what
I was just saying. Yeah, it's a golden hour in Pittsburgh. Exactly. I love this.
It's the golden hour. So I love that, though. Those palm trees that open and close and they have the neon. Love the way that those look. love, we've already talked about Astro Orbiter, but there's other things in Tomorrowland that just sort of fit with the whole theme and sort of glow. And I love that about Disney. It feels like a different land at night. So
absolutely. All right. Well, hopefully we gave you a little virtual vacation today down to Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom. So give us some feedback on Facebook this weekend. What are your favorite things about Tomorrowland, or what do you wish would be changed? We could talk about that on the Facebook page. And of course, follow along. I'm at Walt Disney World right now, so follow at BRGuestMike and at BRGuestPod on Instagram and Twitter. Be updating there, and of course on the Facebook page as well. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. You want to support the show, you want to support the travel industry as a whole, book your next trip with a travel agent, and the best are over at the Magic for Less. Just drop by the website, themagicforless.com. You can get all the information to get those initial brainstorming sessions around the kitchen table or in the car as you're going on a road trip this weekend. Talk about, you know what, in 2021, why don't we, you know, maybe we could go to Coronado Springs for a weekend, or, you know, maybe we're going to go over the summer and we want to stay at Caribbean Beach and try out that Skyliner. You know, just, you can see the resort guides, you can fill out that quote form while you're there. And what's going to happen is an agent's going to get back to you right away with some availability, some pricing, and that just kind of gets the wheels turning. Then you can narrow things down, refine things until you get that perfect vacation in place. So just drop by this weekend, spend some time on the website and fill out that quote form, and we'll be planning that next trip together. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want some extra content, become a patron over at Patreon, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here. And again, follow along on social media. I'll be taking you around the parks and the resorts and, you know, sharing the information about this new world we're living in, even at the Disney destinations. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.